The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 7:01 a.m. Thursday morning. We're in Central Time here on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us. And, of course, Lee Dundas, who is an attorney. Love and respect are going to be talking about the fight against child slavery. She has been on the forefront of the COVID pandemic and all of the mandates, et cetera, but it's going to be interesting having her on. Paul Lawrence will be on tomorrow, the former Undersecretary for Benefits for the Veterans Affairs Department, discussing veterans benefit. He's got a new book out. We'll talk about that. If you are listening to the Power Hour on 631-359-8232, that's the phone number we own and control. You're on the right phone number. Share it with your friends. Get them to call. They don't have internet. This is the number. They can get to the show with this number. If you're interested in hearing the Power Hour radio broadcast on your local station, reach out and touch someone, namely the program director. Tell them to tune in and put us on. That helps bring in more listeners. You sharing it and sharing it with the PD of your local news talk station, that's the best one to do it. The other one's more than likely to carry it. Your Christian radio station's the same way. Those of you in St. Pete know exactly what I'm talking about, because if you're still able to listen to the station, you survived Hurricane Idalia, which we'll get to here in a minute. We love your donations, too. Many of you are faithful about it. We appreciate that. Snail mailing us at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Calling Power Hour J at 877-817-9829. Making donations that way. Clicking on the Partners tab. Buying through the Partners tab and letting us know you did so we can get credit. We do give away free stuff here on the show, namely the newsletters. If you go to the website, so now a lot of you don't have internet. You don't believe in it. I get it. Many of you probably got frustrated yesterday listening to our second hour guest recite internet this, internet that, links to connect to go look at. And for those of you who have heard this person on Pastor Butch's show, she's on there a lot. Great place to go listen. It's not on when we're on, but, you know, it's on the Rents Radio Network. They're listening to us. It's a good thing. Frankly, how many of you out there, show of hands, wanted to put a gun to your head after listening to this for a whole hour? Oh, and I can't forget that annoying break. Remember that reference? I hate to say it, but the annoying break that the guest was making reference to in what she said was an interview, and I hardly think that it was. To me, it was an hour-long rant, 50 minutes, actually, if you're going to look at the clock. But the annoying break is how we support ourselves. I mean, this is how, you know, we play stuff during the break to inform listeners of the stuff that we sell at the Power Mall, because without that, we wouldn't get anywhere. Apparently, I don't know what it is about some of our guests that they seem to forget that. It's all about them. You know, the show's not all about me. It's all about you, because we care about you. But, you know, when you have guests on that have been saying the same thing for 10 years over and over and over and over again, and what happens? Nothing. The rant continues. That wasn't an interview. If it was an interview, it would be like every other interview I do. And that is, you basically say questions. You ask questions. You invite listeners to call and the guest answers the questions. That didn't happen. And what was really funny is right at the top of the hour when the show is ending, the guest says, well, I'll be back on the other side of this break. And I'm like, huh, the show's over. What are you thinking? See, they're not paying attention and not cognizant of the needs of the producers and the listening audience. See, when we have guests on, and, you know, I'm just talking about radio etiquette here. I mean, this is what happens when you do an interview. This was not an interview. People who interpret it as an interview, it's a one-sided conversation. You know, and the last time that I mentioned something, I got my head bit off. So it's like, all right, why bother? You know, I mean, everybody's sitting back there. Well, just let her go. Let her go. Okay, fine. Let her go. All that research. How many of you did it scare? I mean, I could sit here all day and scare you with stuff. Would that be fun? Then you leave wondering whether or not your life has meaning. You need to escape the kill zone. Yeah, where are you going to go? If the government knows where you are and you got a cell phone, they can track you. Then they can hit you with a directed energy weapon. Bee! You know, I mean, 10 years of this. Have they done it yet? Oh, I got some stuff that'll blow your mind away. As long as you want mind-blowing things today, I got plenty of mind-blowing things. If you want to listen to the show, see, that annoying break is how we pay our bills, folks. So, I'm sorry, got to take issue. I don't like people referring to stuff as annoying breaks. When they do that, it means they don't have respect for the show, only themselves. I'm sorry. You know, a lot of you love her. You want her on. I get it. You know, you like hearing all that scare stuff. I'll just open the William Cooper book, Behold a Pale Horse, and read all about what the government intends to do to you, and you'll never escape. They're going to kill you. That's their intention. They want you dead. And now, do you feel better? Yeah, let's all applaud. Yeah, we all got the message out. They want you dead, no matter what. If you don't get it by the jab, you'll get it by directed energy weapon. You'll get it because they'll poison your water supply. It's only a matter of time, and you're all going to die. Well, you know what? We're all going to die sometime. Do we need to hear that 10 years running? I mean, we want to know what's going on in our own neck of the woods, in our own world, right? Everybody's got their own different interpretation of how things work. And I get it. People, they're just incessantly researching things. And they're reading books, which a lot of you do. But let me ask you this. If you're reading books, how many of you are like totally occupied and you every waking minute is spent researching what the government intends on doing to you? Are you living your daily life? Not once did I hear God mentioned, not that it matters. A lot of people out there don't give a patootie about God. I almost said the S word. You know, a lot of you don't care. A lot of you don't believe. A lot of you don't have any hope. Your glass is half full or it's half empty in this case. I mean, if you're going to tolerate that kind of diatribe, well, I don't know what to tell you. God be with you. I really do. I mean, that annoying break, boy, that was, woohoo, hello. That really tripped my trigger because without that annoying break, we don't stay on the radio and you don't get the information. The information that we might run across, like what we're going to talk about here on the show. You can also share your thoughts. We give you these free newsletters at the Power Hour and thepowermall.com. But if you want our newsletter and you don't have internet, you can call the Power Mall when it opens up at 8 a.m. Central at 877-817-9829 and request a catalog. You can do that. You can also listen to the archives simply by getting on the phone and calling the 631-359-8232 number. Or if you have the RickSatelliteUSA.com Galaxy 19 Ku-band free-to-air satellite system that you can get from Rick Satellite USA for only $269, including shipping, and Rick will help you set it up. You know, I mean, it works. I mean, we're going to give one away. How cool is that? P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814, or email support at thepowerhour.com. Include your name, address, and phone number, and tell us why you would like to have this dish for your very own. Rick's going to pick a winner. He will call you to talk to you about whether you can use it or not before he gives it away to you. So make sure to include that information so we can. 10% off this week on OptiVita products and Grown by Nature products with free shipping on Grown by Nature. So you can take advantage of the sale, sign up for AutoShip, all those good things, preserve your discount. And of course, it's 9 minutes after the hour. Deadly tropical storm Idalia has flooded parts of Florida, South Carolina. I mean, Florida's a mess. Charleston, South Carolina is a mess. The storm hit Tallahassee, Florida so hard it knocked down a 100-year-old tree, which snapped in two and fell onto the governor's mansion. And of course, Casey and the kids were home, but fortunately nobody was hurt. Now, The next of our top five news stories here, Matt Wallace on Twitter just uncovered a very interesting clip from ABC News. This is your supposed alleged person in the White House with a mental acuity of office furniture. Now I want you to pay attention to this cut and listen exactly, specifically to what he's saying. Let's hear it.
I was on the island last week. I appointed Bob Fenton, one of the nation's leading emergency managers, and I mean that's not hyperbole, who's been on the ground in Hawaii since before the fires erupted as our chief federal response coordinator to lead our long-term recovery on Maui.
Oh, did you spit your coffee out yet? Huh? Come on now. What, did you miss it? Did you miss it? Oh, that's not hyperbole, says Joe. I mean, seriously. He was talking about the long-term recovery on Maui. What long-term recovery, and why is FEMA involved in it? Why does FEMA have to be there? But see, you might have missed the kicker. I want you to listen to this clip. I'm going to run it one more time. Listen to what he says right in the middle of this 19-second clip. Go.
I was on the island last week. I appointed Bob Fenton, one of the nation's leading emergency managers, and I mean that's not hyperbole, who's been on the ground in Hawaii since before the fires erupted as our chief federal response coordinator to lead our long-term recovery on Maui.
Lead our long-term recovery on Maui. Bob Fenton was already in Maui before the fires started. That means the government knew it was going to happen. Do you understand what I just said? Yeah, that's a stiff accusation, isn't it? But hey, Biden unzipped his fly, didn't he? Wow. No wonder it went viral on Twitter. He accidentally admitted on ABC News, on the mainstream media, the truth about the fact that FEMA was there before the fire started. How is it that they're going to help with the long-term recovery on Maui? Our long-term recovery on Maui is what he said. What are the feds going to do? Are they going to turn it into some 15-minute city? You want panic now? You know, those people on Maui, I really feel sorry for. It's no wonder they got that whole place barricaded up. You wonder what kind of travesty is going on there. Hey, what about, were you over there visiting? I'm going to ask Lee Dundas when she comes over there about Hawaii and whether or not that whole thing has been turned into a brothel. So they can, all these FEMA people and the president himself and everybody else can go over there and have a little piece of something, something of a minor. Think about it. What are they doing? Why have they got the place barricaded up and the only local businesses can get in, or only the local? Locals are being told, unless you've got some reason to be here, you can't be here. Here, drink this water. It'll make you sick. That's like what happened to Hurricane Katrina. Or do we forget about that? See, that's a Bushite. That's part of that one-party system that's out there, folks. The Bushite sent formaldehyde-laced trailers down to Louisiana for all these people to go live in and get sick. They should have known it had VOCs in it. They didn't care. They don't care how many people get killed. It's a numbers game to them. Wow. And then President Trump, believe it or not, after serious consideration, after watching the debates again, praised GOP candidate Vivek Ramaswamy when asked if he would consider the 38-year-old biotech engineer as a running mate. Oh, wow. Trump Ramaswamy. I think he's great, Trump told the conservative talk show host Glenn Beck. Look, anybody that said I'm the best president in a generation, he said it a couple of times, I have to like a guy like that. Well, yeah, of course, he stroked your ego. He loves his ego. You know that. During the interview, Trump openly discussed his thoughts on the presidential candidacy of Mr. Ramaswamy, indicating his receptiveness to a youthful and comparatively unestablished candidate who would bring a fresh perspective to Washington. And of course, Mr. Ramaswamy has previously told News Nation he would not accept being the former president's VP. I don't do well in a number two, so I'd be about as likely to accept it as he would be to accept my offer to be my VP. Mr. Ramaswamy said earlier this month, it's a no. Wow. In the meantime, President Trump took to Truth Social to warn Americans about the mask mandates and lockdowns. We have the audio clip that you're going to be able to access on the Power Hour. in the future, once the show's over, we're going to launch it on the Power Hour. But in the meantime, we're going to run this 1 minute and 26 second clip for you so you can hear his warning. Go ahead.
The left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. Gee whiz, you know what else is coming? An election. They want to restart the COVID hysteria so they can justify more lockdowns, more censorship, more illegal drop boxes, more mail-in ballots, and trillions of dollars in payoffs to their political allies heading into the 2024 election. Does that sound familiar? These are bad people. These are sick people we're dealing with. But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words: we will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates. They rigged the 2020 election, and now they're trying to do the same thing all over again by rigging the most important election in the history of our country, the 2024 election, even if it means trying to bring back COVID. But they will fail because we will not let it happen. When I'm back in the White House, I will use every available authority to cut federal funding to any school, college, airline, or public transportation system that imposes a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate. Thank you very much.
There you have it. So if I'm elected, you know, there's your political statement right there. If I'm elected, this is what's going to happen. It's no wonder Mr. Ramaswamy doesn't want to be number two. You know, usually you know what number two is, right? Your stock is rising, number two. No, they had this for a reason. They said number two because what do most people commonly refer to number one and number two as? Going to the bathroom. So what is number two? Well, it's supposed to be the assistant, but number two, unfortunately, when you're talking about the proverbial doo-doo, no wonder he says I don't do well in the number two position. Oh, my. You spend more time sitting on the toilet than you do running the White House, right? Okay, I get it. You know, your second office. Wow. Hey, you know what? The only Trump defendant who went to jail has finally been granted a $100,000 bond. This is Harrison Floyd, one of the 18 co-defendants to former President Trump in the Georgia election, who became the final defendant to be given bond in Fulton County. Of course, you know, there was speculation as to why he was still being detained. Oh, no, they wanted to give him a little taste of their medicine. 5 days he was detained at Fulton County Jail. 5 days. And the judge seriously could have had a hearing, ordered him in there quickly, allowed him to post bond and let him out. No, they didn't do that, did they? No. So, he's granted bond, which means on $10,000 bond agreement, he had to post $10,000 to a bonding company and pledge real estate. Yeah. Pretty crazy how that works, huh? All because of this. All because he had a little tete-a-tete with FBI agents that were trying to serve him with a warrant. Now, you remember during the debates that Tucker Carlson mentioned something when he had Trump on, because that was pre-recorded, obviously. And Tucker is worried that the former president could be the target of an assassination attempt since his popularity rose after each indictment. Carlson appeared on the Adam Carolla show Monday night, where Carolla asked him if the powers that be would let Trump be president. And Carlson's like, we're speeding toward a Trump assassination. Now, this is Tucker Carlson saying that they would stop at nothing. And we're talking about the other side. But they keep using that word democracy. These people, I'm sorry, we're in a losing course here if we're going to continue to tolerate, and nobody's going to call these people out. Why do you keep using the word democracy, Tucker? Why does anybody in Congress keep using the word democracy? Don't they understand that they took an oath to our Constitution and that the founding fathers of this country intended for this country to be a constitutional republic? Don't they get that? Apparently not. This is how they behave. 19 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m., in world news, a hacking group called Anonymous Sudan took X, formerly known as Twitter, offline more than a dozen countries Tuesday morning in an attempt to pressure Elon Musk into launching his Starlink service in their country. Hey, well, we want Starlink, so let's shut this guy down to get his attention. Sounds like fun. X was down for more than 2 hours. Thousands of users were affected. Make our message reach to Elon Musk. Open Starlink in Sudan, the hackers posted on Telegram. Yeah. X is the latest victim of the gang hacking to benefit Sudan and Islam. So you see how easy it was to take their Twitter offline? See how easy it was? Wow. Imagine what they do when they hit our grid. Don't think it can happen. They're waiting. There will come a time when you won't have electricity. I'm not the only one that thinks like that. There's multiple people of political persuasion that understand exactly what I'm talking about. The late Peter Vincent Pry actually wrote an article about it, a white paper, and submitted it to the Trump administration back in 2018 as to what the outcome of an electromagnetic pulse event would be. And, you know, if you don't have EMP in your house right now, you should. If you use TPH when you go to EMPShield.com, if you use TPH as the code, you're going to get $50 off the purchase of an EMP shield, meaning you're going to pay about $330 when you have to have an electrician install it in your circuit panel of your house in the upper left-hand corner on a dual pole 20-amp breaker. I know that one's right over your head, right? Then your house will be unaffected if something happens like that. Could be a coronal mass ejection, could be a solar flare, could be any number of things. You ever notice sometimes your cell phone doesn't work because of stuff that's happening with the sun? There you have it. Now you want your whole house to go bye-bye? Yeah, all you got to do is just, you know, keep the panel unprotected. Everything in the house is going to fry when EMP really hits. I mean, just read up. If you want a little historical perspective, read up on the Carrington event of 1859. Russia on Wednesday accused Ukraine of its largest drone attack in the war so far, saying Ukrainian drones attacked 6 regions, including a major airport in western Russia. Okay. Were you there? Were we there? I wasn't there. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Larissa Borges, a Brazilian fitness influencer. I mean, she looked buff in the photos, but she's dead at 33 years of age after a double cardiac arrest. No official cause of death has been given. Do you wonder? Wonder if they're going to do an autopsy on Larissa to see if there's any blood clots in her system. Then you'll know what she died of. An unusually energetic anti-government protest in southern Syria began its second week on Monday. Demonstrators burning dictator Bashar Assad in effigy, raiding offices of his ruling Ba'ath Party and hoisting the banner of the Druze minority. So, see, even Syria is a mess right now. Facebook has let an authoritarian Cambodian leader keep an account on Meta, Facebook, after promoting beatings in Cambodia. Yeah, Prime Minister Hun Sen. Min's advisory board recommended suspending Hun Sen's account for a January video post in which the former prime minister suggested his supporters should physically assault people who accused his communist political apparatus of vote buying in a 2022 election. You see, the U.S. isn't the only place where this runs rampant. And we're talking about voter fraud. Argentina's presidential frontrunner Javier Milei described socialists as a garbage and human excrement during a radio interview to which Colombia's far-left president Gustavo Petro, a former member of Marxist guerrilla group, responded Tuesday by comparing Milei to Adolf Hitler. Tit for tat. So that's our little look at world news at 24 minutes after the hour. The U.S. has okayed the first ever foreign military financing arms package for Taiwan. I was wondering when they were going to get around to that. Yep. State Department program that gives foreign governments money to buy U.S. arms to give them to Taiwan. Yep. Gotta love that. It's Mark's first time the funds have been used. This package is worth $80 million. But the administration, of course, was not transparent about it, did not disclose its contents in a notification to Congress. Of course, the 2023 NDAA included $2 billion in FMF, or foreign military financing, in these $2 billion in funds for Taiwan. $2 billion. All right, now, so we're funding Ukraine. Now we're funding Taiwan. You see how close we're getting to a world war? Now is it going to matter? How many interviews do we have to have on where guests take over the microphone and decide to scare the hell out of you and make you want to kill yourself? And not even mention, you know, there is hope. The word of God says there's hope. Not once did I hear that mentioned, but, you know, whatever. That's the way some guests operate. Scare the hell out of people. That way they'll listen to me more. I've been saying the same thing for the last 10 years. So, yeah, those annoying breaks. Sorry, I'm incensed. The breaks are not annoying. They're necessary. Okay. Understand that all future guests out there, please do not refer to our commercial breaks as annoying. That shows me you have no respect for the program. And I don't take that too kindly. The Biden administration announced it's going to dig into existing stockpiles and send an additional $250 million in weapons and ammo to Ukraine. Were you ready for that this morning? Enough said. 60% of the voters say Joe Biden had a role in indicting Donald Trump. This is McLaughlin and Associates, if you believe in polls. 60%, though. They were asked, do you think Joe Biden knew about it? Do you think he sanctioned it? 60% of the voters said, yeah, he did. He's doing that to deflect from everything he did when he was vice president that Hunter is getting put in the hot seat over. That's why he did it. The White House has also confirmed a report that a smuggler with ties to ISIS helped migrants enter the U.S. from Mexico, setting off alarm bells throughout the government. Huh. And who reported this? CNN, of course, Communist News Network, said the FBI is investigating more than a dozen Uzbek nationals who entered the country through the southern border earlier this year. Earlier this year? Oh, my. And they're running amok in America. Oh, that should make you feel good, right? Well, you know, Mitch, remember Mitch is back in the news again. Mitch McConnell, you know, the guy that needs to like leave office now. He's up there standing in front of an event in the Northern Kentucky Chamber of Commerce in Covington. He's in the middle of a speech. The 81-year-old fart gets up there and all of a sudden gets into a. Can we have like 30 seconds of silence to make more of an impact? 30 seconds. Mitch froze up. He's talking all of a sudden. Dead air. Crickets. Public appearance. An aide comes up and escorts him away. This is the second such appearance in a little more than a month where we've had an incident involving Mitch. Now that should tell you something. Wonder if he took the jab. Huh. Wonder if all of a sudden he's going to stroke out. Well, we'll discuss that and more after we come back from a very necessary break here on the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We will be back.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and it's Thursday, of course. We're in Central Time. I said that. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We're back with our national news again, national snooze news. Moderators for the second GOP debate. Thank God it's not the first two. This time we're having Stuart Varney. Stuart Varney is from England. Yes, and of course, he's been in American broadcasting a number of years, and so he's definitely qualified to be a moderator. And Dana Perino. Okay, Blondie. Yeah, Dana Perino was Bush's press secretary. And Univision's Ia Calderon will be the co-moderator. So this should be interesting. We got a threesome going on in the debate. Oh, that should be fun. Going to be broadcast on Fox Business Network and Univision. So it looks like they want to reach out to Hispanic voters as well. I wonder if Ilia Calderon is going to be asking questions in Spanish to see if the candidates understand. This is going to be September 27th at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. That's where Bank of America's document lab was in Simi Valley, California, where they manufactured those tens of thousands of documents recorded in land records all over the United States in an attempt to steal people's homes with phony documents. Huh? Now people are going, Krieger, that's a serious accusation. Well, I've got video proof from one of the people that worked there that made them. So, yeah, bring it. Bring it. Come on. I wouldn't say stuff like this lightly if I didn't have video proof. Yeah, I got a confession from one of the people inside that was being paid as an independent contractor from Bank of America to sign documents claiming he had authority he didn't have. He was just a $17 an hour paid contractor. See how that works? Yeah. Huh. Got a new post on Substack, by the way, DaveKrieger.substack.com, for those of you who want to go check it out. Donald Trump's lawyer, former lawyer, rather, Rudy Giuliani, is liable for defaming two Georgia election workers who were the target of vote-rigging conspiracy accusations following the 2020 U.S. presidential election, according to a U.S. judge in Washington ruled. Of course, who is it? Beryl Howell. She issued the order as a sanction against Giuliani for failing to turn over electronic records sought by the two Fulton County election workers, Wandrea Shea Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman, in the case. Wandrea, and her mother, Ruby. Yeah. Whatever you do, don't take your love to town, all right? No, just go after Rudy Giuliani, man. We have made some money. Yep. Okay. I get it. So Giuliani got sanctioned. Okay. Are you too happy about that? I mean, does it get our election cycle any further to the positive? Or is it more political tit for tat? Huh. Sounds kind of like that, doesn't it? Conservative leaders are urging Republicans in Congress to take a government shutdown fight head on and reject the continuing resolution proposed by leadership urging lawmakers to use the budget to disrupt Washington Swamp's playbook to force reforms to Democrats' failed policies. Raise your hands. How many out there want to see the government shut down? Yeah, did you put your hand up? That is a sight gag, unless you're watching us streaming live. I can't see you, but you can see me. A New Jersey law banning detention of illegal aliens. Are you ready for this? Has been ruled unconstitutional, according to a federal judge. Leave it to a federal judge. Yep. Immigration Reform Law Institute's Dale Wilcox said in a statement emailed to Breitbart News that given the border security crisis that it's escalated in the last few years, it's essential for our country to have the ability to detain illegal aliens who violated federal law. They violated federal law. They're fighting deportation and they're in this country and murdering people and raping people and assaulting people and committing thefts and robberies and burglaries against people. Oh, no. That's unconstitutional to detain them. You have to let them loose. See, it makes you wonder where these federal judges are in this whole equation. They have been given marching orders, folks. Three Supreme Court cases could shake up the administrative state. You wonder about that? We talked about Article 1 administrative law on the show before. This is a major theme. And we're talking about cases that... the ones that downed the student loan cancellation plan, set aside the clean power plan that would have shifted the nation's power grid to all renewable energy sources. Stuff like that. Basically, what these court cases do is they rein in all of these administrative agencies that are part of the Biden administration that make all these stupid laws out there, like the EPA and the FDA. And the CFTC and those people that you can't have a gas stove. You can't have an air conditioner. You can't have a ceiling fan. What will they think of next? These are cases the Supreme Court is looking into right now. That reels in, just like a fishing line, all of these agencies. They're supposed to be agents. They're not supposed to be lawmakers. We did not elect these people. They were appointed and they sit there coming up with these cockamamie ideas. I like that word, cockamamie. Thank you, Clint, for that. The U.S. Embassy in Haiti is telling Americans, get the hell out of Haiti now. Why would they be doing that? Ongoing unrest and political turmoil. And of course, people, they're going to ignore it. They risk kidnapping, which is why the embassy is telling people to get out. Get on a plane, commercial, private, however you get out of here, get out of here. Haiti is imploding. You can't be here. They will kidnap you and hold you for ransom. This is part of their MO. Oh, people are going to go, you're full of it until it happens. And then they're going to be sitting there and all the relatives in America are going to be begging the State Department, do something. Well, they were told by the embassy to get out and they didn't listen. They laughed at it. So you get what you get. I don't feel sorry for these people. It's just like, what's her face? Brittany Griner going across the entering customs in Russia with dope on her. Really? Well, I'm entitled. I can get away with it. No, you can't. You went to jail. Now look what we had to do. Here we got a news reporter over there that they're still hanging on to, and you get a get out of jail free card. Wow. Amazing how that works, huh? How do you think it's going to work if somebody gets kidnapped in Haiti? You going to feel sorry for them and their family when they've been warned, leave? See, people just, man, they were told this in Afghanistan, too, to get out, and they ignored it. They ignored the warnings. Oh, sounds like fun. Let's go take a tour over there. And look what happened. They all got trapped. These people, what do they have in their mind? They're not paying attention. Are they that woke that they have scales on their eyes and they can't see? Is that what's going on here? And now, you see, the Democrat Party has imploded on itself. It's starting. I mean, it's been going on. But here's an example. The blame game has started up over New York's illegal immigration crisis as it escalates. They've had an influx of more than 100,000 people from the southern border. And, of course, Mayor Adams, he wants the Biden administration to step up and address it. Biden administration is turning around and going, it's all Trump's fault. Like, that's going to accomplish anything? That's what they do. The blame game, man. Ship the blame. Yep. Deflect, deflect, deflect. James Woods, meanwhile, you know the actor, he is issuing a dire warning. He said, what happens when the majority of humans tell their government, no, we won't comply? They want you in invisible chains, James Woods says. Not visible, but in chains. He posted a message on X yesterday specifying examples of how invisible shackles are there to keep people in bondage. Electric cars that can be traced and turned off by them. Electric heat. Electronic currency. Traceable phones. Cookies. Medical passports. Masks. Woods was commenting on a brief video he shared listing the so-called reasons and excuses given by government authorities and leftists for draconian lockdowns and restrictions related to the COVID pandemic. Breaking free from Portland? Why Eastern Oregon wants to join Idaho? Well, you see, this really is happening. Hidden somewhere beneath the Snake River's flowing brown water, though it's not in the land of sky blue waters. No, it's not that. It's a Snake River in Oregon. Flowing brown water lies the exact dividing line separating one of America's most liberal states from one of its most conservative. This is Oregon and Idaho. According to a group of rural conservative secessionists, the Oregon-Idaho border should be moved 300 miles to the west. Maybe a pipe dream, but the Greater Idaho Movement has been picking up steam over the last few years to become the most active secessionist movement in modern America. These eastern Oregonians say their home state's politics, dominated by infamously progressive Portland in the west, don't reflect their values. Gee, this sounds like Canada. It sounds so much like Canada. So they're trying to get their rural conservative neighbor, Idaho, to absorb them. Well, we'll see where that goes. The Department of Health and Human Services has sent its findings on marijuana to the DEA as part of the Biden administration's efforts to possibly alter marijuana status in the U.S. Oh, you mean they're not going to make it a Category 1 drug or Schedule 3 drug? Oh, that's what they want to reclassify marijuana as, a Schedule 3 drug. Now, we still have to have a hold on it. Moderate to low potential for physical or psychological dependence. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What happened to Reefer Madness? Oh, man, do you remember Reefer Madness, man? Oh, yeah, man. Hey, I would have taken the Reds, man. Oh, Reefer Madness. I don't know what to do about that, man. Hey, did you hear they're going to like they're going to give up? They're going to give up marijuana, man. Yeah. Yeah, we get to get stoned all the time now. Yeah, yeah. You want some heroin, man? Oh, no, man. I don't do that kind of stuff, man. Okay. I thought you might. This whole thing. I'm just like, okay, whatever. Let's dumb down America even more and make pot legal so everybody can smoke it. Now, people are going to go, hey, I'm in a lot of pain. I do medical marijuana. I have a medical in the government. Knows you do, right? Some states have already legalized it to where you can grow so much for your own. I know some of you do. It's okay. You're just not going to see me, you know, the most commonly used marijuana lingo in the world. Yeah, that right there. I'm sure you all get the charge out of that, right? Gun rights advocates are saying that this proposed lead ammo ban is part of a larger anti-hunting agenda. Thought you ought to know. Little Second Amendment news right there that they're trying to pass. Here again, we have another agency going at us again. Now, I want to bring up something in the economy and business section now that we've got a little time left. It's 45 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central for those of you who are clock watching that you need to get to work. The damage from Hurricane Idalia may be extensive and expensive. Now, there's something here about, remember, the article I posted on Substack is entitled, "You Will Own Nothing and You Will Be Happy." So let's go with that. Keep that in the back of your head. Before the storm struck in Florida, insurance broker BMS predicted that any major hurricane hitting the state and moving into the southeast would constitute a multi-billion dollar insurance industry event. Now, this is from the Morning Brew. Last year, Hurricane Ian, a deadly storm, caused nearly $100 billion worth of damage in the area. And with climate change making dangerous and expensive extreme weather events more common, that here where Morning Brew is going, this is why you can't trust Morning Brew. But it got me thinking about stuff, because when you start reading between the lines and they start talking about this is all climate change, we all know that's bull, you know what. Property insurance companies have begun to rethink their relationship with Florida as well as other high-risk states like California. Now, this is where it gets dicey. Screw climate change. That ain't happening. 1,600 scientists signed a petition saying it ain't so. Farmers Insurance stopped issuing new home, auto, and umbrella policies in Florida in July. Bankers Insurance and AIG subsidiary Lexington Insurance have also retreated from offering new policies in Florida. AAA said it would not renew some policies if the home is in a risky area. A lack of available insurance and the high cost of insuring property in the state might mean some homeowners. Now, here is the dangerous part for those of you in the Sunshine State. Some homeowners could go without coverage, which can make rebuilding from a storm financially devastating. Oh, that ain't all. Read between the lines here, folks. Remember, you will own nothing and you'll be happy. Well, you're not going to be happy about this. If you are in Florida, Florida is a mortgage state, and you have a mortgage on your home, and you shrink the insurance below its value in order to save money, you may be considered in default on your mortgage, which requires you to maintain enough insurance to mitigate the lender's loan on your home. Canceling your insurance altogether, like this is suggesting, would put you in immediate default. The lender's going to foreclose on you and sell your home. This is another way the system's going to steal your property, the American dream.
I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the American dream is going to go bye-bye if you cancel your insurance, but they're going to make it so damned expensive you can't survive. See, this is another way they're putting a choke hold on you. That is another choke mechanism. You better have a lot of money to live in a Sunshine State, because with all these illegals moving there and making it hard, a lot of them have to move north now because of these laws that makes it hard for illegals to get a job. But see, when you tax the infrastructure, and they have to have more sewers and more processing, more water treatment plants, all this stuff is going on. When you start taxing the infrastructure, what do the counties and cities have to do? Raise taxes. This is how it works. So now you want to decide, well, we don't have, I've talked to several people that don't have insurance on their home. Well, it's paid off. Why do we need insurance? You know, just carry the minimum. My God, you know, just carry the minimum if you have to. I know it's a racket. But see, if you have a mortgage, you are obligated to have insurance. It's part of the hazard insurance clause in your mortgage. Same with your deed of trust if you're in another state like California, which is a deed of trust state, right? That's the way that's going to work. A month before student loan repayments are set to resume, a federal appeals court has reinstated a rule prohibiting student loan guarantee agencies from charging collection fees from defaulted borrowers who quickly resume paying again. This is a Trump-era ban that's been reinstated on student loan collection fees. Meanwhile, in our last of the economic news before we take your phone calls, RFK Jr. is proposing 3% mortgages, saying if he was elected president, he'd create a 3% mortgage for Americans guaranteed by the government, funded by the sale of tax-free bonds. He would work to make it less profitable for large corporations to own single-family homes in the U.S. Huh. Imagine that. Mr. Kennedy added the first 500,000 of those 3% mortgages would be reserved for teachers. Oh. Okay, I know you're going to pick that apart. That's all right. It's all right. Dave in New York, what do you say?
Yeah. What is it? Mayor Eric Adams or something like that down in New York City?
Yep.
He's a, yeah, well, a local senator, you know, not the big state senator type, but a local senator said that, and you're going to be familiar with this because it's along the St. Lawrence River, Messina, New York, little airport. Oh, yeah.
Know it well.
Yeah.
Know it well.
Yeah, they're going to start sending refugees up there out of New York City to hide them or put them in these little airport. And these aren't big airport hangars either, okay?
Oh, yeah,
I don't
God.
Know how they're going to keep them warm. How they're going to keep them warm once it gets chilly in a couple of months?
Well, just wait till the summer months, Dave, and the heat starts up. We're all going to go swimming in the St. Lawrence Seaway.
Well, you know they've got, but they're talking about the little airports all around the upper northeast or whatever, just to get them out of his hair down there, you know, and start.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, you know, when they put all these bicycle paths in and stuff, I've got them. I could be at one, and you know, you want to talk about silent weapons for quiet wars? You can move in the still of the night because the one, you know, a few miles away from me goes all the way to Massachusetts. You can put troops all over the place. You can do whatever you want because you're not making any noise at all, and nobody will even know you're there until you know.
Well, yeah, no, I know. And see, what people did, Dave, to get themselves in a lot of trouble. Remember all those people on those snowmobiles that used to go sailing through private property, and so the homeowners decided that they were going to string piano wire across the trees at neck height, and then they got arrested. They got in a lot of trouble. Oh yeah, I do too. In fact, the guy was a drug dealer that forgot he put the line up there in the first place, and he went through his own line, and got decapitated.
Well, yeah, yeah, unfortunately, I know somebody that it was a little heavier than I.
Yeah.
You know, then
that sort of thing has happened.
Their son was killed that way.
Yep.
Their son was killed that way, and it started a great feud between the two families, of course.
Bet it did.
But, you know, it was sort of blizzard like conditions, and the kid couldn't see nothing, and you know what I mean? And dark like that. And,
yep.
So, but, yeah, and, you know, you mentioned Clinton there, and.
I just mentioned him.
Well, you know, yeah, you said something anyway, and it took something in my mind here, and that was you know, I mean, aside from using, you know, Monica Lewinsky as his humidor, what about Jennifer Flowers? You know, everybody knew about that, but that was like you got a complete pass on that one. You know what I mean?
I love it. User is his humidor. Oh my God, Dave.
Okay, thank you. I believe you're laughing.
Oh, it's great. I needed that laugh this morning. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Sherry in Kansas, you're on. Go.
Yes. Good morning, Dave. It might be kind of hard for people to afford insurance when the government wants your land. I heard a guy read from a military paper yesterday from the Vietnam War era about the military using forest fires to fight. And so if they want your land, you know.
Okay.
You've got to get insurance. Hey,
Insurance, here's the problem with insurance and the military. If you read your insurance policy, Sherry, it covers acts of aggression, and those are considered exemptions from coverage. In the event of civil war, military unrest, or whatever the case may be, if you are invaded by the military and they come in and they firebomb your place, and it's the military that wants it, the insurance company is not going to pay one single dime. It's exempted. Any kind of stuff like this, civil unrest, military action, martial law, all of a sudden your insurance goes away. Read the policy.
Well, these guys in Maui and the guys in Paradise, California, and all over, they're going to have a hard time getting the information proving that, you know, it was, they're trying to say it was a natural disaster, you know. But,
yeah, I know. I know.
Hey, this Vivek Ramaswamy, I think he's got the same problem that that Kamala Harris. Neither what I think both of them, their parents weren't citizens when they were born in this country.
Okay. Well, at that, we'll leave it alone. We're going to go to another necessary break. I'm sorry, I can't leave that alone. We're going to be back on the other side, hopefully with Lee Dundas. Stay with us.
Are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.